The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Lord, we thank you. Thank you tonight, Father, for raising her from the earth. This is ever your spirit. We find your help tonight to receive your help. Receive your help, 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 help. Thank you for your help tonight. We find your help tonight. We find your step tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We give praise to you. Hallelujah. We're looking at righteousness. Judgment as the faith is to bring us into. We're looking at the fact faith is to enable us to attain to functionality in the spirit. We're not into just some kind of religious practice on earth here. We're into the program and the ordination that God has ordained for man, what God had in mind. Christianity is not just to add one more religion to the religions you find on earth. It's the unveiling of God's intention that He had before anything ever began, before creation ever began. Is God showing up at the end of time to put an end to the efforts of man, or the seemingly intervention of God to finally solve the problem of bringing man into union with Him? Praise God. In that, when you hear the word like that they might inherit eternal life, it's not something exclusive to man. It's something that is in God that man will come into. Praise God. It's not just that God is just giving man something to go and enjoy himself. No. It's a bringing in of man into the very life that is in him. It's bringing man to that eternal union, the position of God. That is the mind of God, that in the end of time, it will be all of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness. It is righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you seek God's kingdom and you don't seek His righteousness, there is no proof that you really sought the kingdom. There's no proof that you really sought the kingdom. So the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. It's in righteousness, peace, and joy. It's in the Holy Ghost. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. but in righteousness, in this and joy in the Holy Ghost. And those who serve God in this manner are acceptable to God. For he that is saying serveth Christ, it means that if he that serveth Christ in righteousness, in the pursuit of righteousness, peace and joy, approved, is acceptable to God and cannot be denied by men. You can't say they are non-existing. But the first thing, that they are acceptable to God, it does also mean that he that does not serve Christ in these things, it means it's unacceptable. Are you with children of simple English? Can we finish it? It's unacceptable to God and disapproved. Ultimately, righteousness is disapproved. To start with, men may approve him, but as time goes on, he will be disapproved. Immediately the kingdom of God shows up and it's like they will disapprove him. They will say, no, this is of God. Amen. You saw the landscape of the religious whatever of the Jews before Christ came in. It was pervaded with the emergence of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They became holders of the new order of that day. And so they were the people that were esteemed when it comes to anything pertaining to the law. But when Christ showed up, they became insecure. Peace. Why? They were not projecting the kingdom of God because they didn't have the righteousness, they didn't have the peace, they didn't have the joy of the kingdom. Praise God. They came in and brought in their own standards, their own righteousness. And that's why I just said, except the righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom. That is to say that the kingdom has its own righteousness, has its own peace, has its own joy. As I just say, my peace I offer to you, not as the world gives. So there's the kind of peace the world gives. So the world is decorated with all variations of righteousness, peace, and excitement. But they are not products, they are not the offshoot of God's kingdom. So you can't please God by them. And definitely, if you are not acceptable to God, you can't be perfect. You must, first of all, be acceptable. Hallelujah. So it becomes a different ball game when you come into what was full of Christ. It's a different ball game because you are going to come into a separate program, different program that have been seen before. Do you observe that it looks as if before people get born again, they have an idea of what is right? Do you know that? When you say, I'm going to tell you, why are you doing that? You say you are a Christian. You understand? So the world has expectation of righteousness. That's what they think about it. That's the way the saints respond to say, that is righteousness. And various evil spirits have deceived the church many times to present to us what we assume or esteem as righteousness. They have robbed the church, they have fought the church, they have taken advantage of us many times. Because when we see standards that are estimable with men, we too, if I can go for it. Do you understand? And so, it's an honest man, it doesn't touch your money. There's a way you can go to sleep there, make him your next neighbor. Do you understand? Because in the world we live in, especially in the year we live in today, to see somebody who will not touch your money. So if a devil does not touch your money, he can be your best friend. As long as he does not touch your money. Amen. That's what I'm saying. So, and you know that there are other wickedness that can be in a man who does not touch your money. So religion projects standards of what is right, but it does not commend God's righteousness, or it cannot advance the kingdom of God or the things of God. It can't bestow it because it's of man, it's weak, it has no power, it has no force. Why will the stone that was cut without end in the book of Daniel eat that image and the image granted? What did he use to eat the image? It is stone against stones. That image was image of stone dead. It was stones. A stone hit the image, and the image was granted. Not that it was broken. It was granted into powder. And it was blown away like the shaft of the summer threshing floor. Well, maybe you know the meaning of that the shaft of a summer threshing floor, how the wind drives it away. On top of the mountain, the wind is strong. It means it was blown to the appearance. You won't find it again. When the wind blows the shaft at the height of the mountain, you won't see it again. The outside stone was cut without end, which smote the image upon his feet, and were stretched on and clay, and break them to pieces. And this was blown away, and was carried, and it became like the shaft of the summer spirit floods, and the wind carried them away. Spirits moved them away. Winds blew them away. Kingdom blew off at the touch of stone. Because a structure, something, a stone of structure, eat it. There's something that stone, it is righteousness. It is the strength of its righteousness. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The power is righteousness. It must, and the glory. For thine is the kingdom. So if it's going to be the stone that can go without hands, it must be the stone of God. Must be the righteousness of God. No wonder through the prophet Isaiah, God was speaking to Israel, look to the stone where you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father. That is the stone you came from. That should be Isaiah 51 or so. Praise God. 51, yeah. Say, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness. Seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit. Look unto Abraham, your father. That's your source. And unto Sarah that bare you. Better than Abraham. Look unto Abraham and become like what? Abraham. That's your righteousness. And he called him alone and blessed him alone and increased him. So you have an order. You have a father. Do you understand the thing? The kingdom of God showed up. The kingdom is of God. It's kingdom. King dominion. The dominion of God came also with its righteousness. That's why you were commanded, we're not advised. Seek it first. Be the kingdom of God and its righteousness. So it becomes very important to us. Actually, when you preach Christ, you are preaching God's righteousness. You are preaching righteousness. Because the religious living is decorated with all kinds of righteousness. Is that not true? It's decorated with all kinds of righteousness. It could be a religious righteousness. It could be a spiritual righteousness. Today, it's not easy for people to pray without praying, like the Yoruba philosophy and the Yoruba priest. Because the way the Yoruba priest and chant or pray has become enticing. Amen. Hallelujah. Even those who are not born, who don't know the Oshun or Yoruba, they'll go and learn it, thinking that that is the way to project power. When you pray that one, oh, power is available. It's an emotional power. It's not a spiritual power. It's emotional. You know, you're not
You are not, if your under man says that, his under man does not speak like that. That's the person that you speak. If we speak, we speak the Yoruba, not the ethnic, not the Oshun and the Oyos. We learned Yoruba, which is the Southwest Yoruba. You know the Southwest Yoruba. That's what you learn in school. You won't hear all Lanwegboro in your Yoruba you learn in school. All suffer long. It's not there. That Yoruba is there. I went in the house, please. All suffer long. That's Yoruba that is written. All bones okay. That's Yoruba. Is that not? Another man will say, it's not Yoruba he learned from school. He learned from the prayer school. It's not from Jesus. It's not the righteousness of Jesus. It does not make more power available. It does not make you more right. It does not make the prayer more effective. So we have all manner of righteousnesses that decorate our world. I say this world is the house of righteousnesses. Do you know that Jesus prayed early prayers on the mountain? He will go very early to mountains and pray, right? He goes to rest. He preaches at the seashore and various places. But all of that were things available in his time. That was not why his prayers was effective. That was not why he was the Son of God. Or else you bring that lifestyle, doctoring the old scriptures with all the apostles. They will have imbibed all those lifestyles. You hardly heard righteousness. God said, and I went to the mountain to go and pray. Jesus did not teach them that righteousness. Because it was not his righteousness. It was just the availability of time and space in his own days. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are righteousnesses. That things that make as if you are more effective. But it's a lie. Fervent. It's a lie. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Make much power. It's effectual, fundamental prayer of a righteous man. A man that Jesus has made righteous makes much power available. It is say the effectual prayer of a man who's the baptism is more available. I went to the house to get that place. So you discover that, you know, if you look at the Bible, I will class all kinds of righteousness that appear on the pages, which is maybe Jewish culture or Jewish climate. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Sometimes we celebrate the conference, but they never use maize in the Bible. When you hear corn in the Bible, the corn will be wheat corn or barley corn. That is what was available. If maize was available, it was also referred to maize. So, for you to look at, to see wheat as more important, spiritual, in teaching corn, will be that you are transferring a geographical righteousness, do you understand, into a spiritual righteousness. And the two can't work together. So that's why there's a way that always seems right. Seems it appears right. But the end has no life. But it seems right. Well, it's not bad. There's nothing that's, if it's not bad, then it's not of God. If it's of God, it will be right. It will be right. Amen. So all you can ask the Lord, just be merciful. It's only mercy. And Jesus appreciated all. Jesus, commended that heart. Not just that posture, that heart.
that a man will ask for mercy. You know, sometimes say, let's stand by faith. See, you must, you see, faith. But understand that you can't practice faith without mercy. Instead, you know, the Pharisees do the weightier matter, they do the minors of the law, and they leave the weightier matters. What are the weightier matters? Faith, mercy, judgment. Judgment, mercy, and faith. So you can't say, oh, I'm a man of faith, I don't know mercy. Your faith is relevant on the ground of mercy. Let's come boldly to where? For the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Obtain, it's on ground of mercy that we and find grace to help. So if you talk about faith and there's no ground of mercy, it's human faith. It's not God, the faith that God prescribed. Are we in the house, please? So in teaching all of these things, we need to understand what God provided in Christ. It's not easy for your mind to take it out of context and teach it, or else to be a boasting faith. Praise God. So I can. When you see I coming too much in what you are saying, no matter how much you feel God has strengthened you, when I is coming too much, you can't be too far from human strength. You can't be far from human strength. This was James. He said, you boast. I said, I will go to a country and I will buy so much, I will make so much gain. I said, it's James, huh? It's James. So you boast. I will do this, I will do that. You should have said, if the Lord will. If you say that today, wouldn't I say you are halfway with faith? The faith teachers will say, you are way of faith this week. Don't say, give God's will. Say, I will do. Then he say, you can't be too sure. Put God's will there. Lord, I want to do so, so, and so, but I'm resting on the provision of your will in this matter. Can you see that? There's like some book feel that the book of James should be removed from the Bible. And there's a book written to the Jews. It was written by, there's too much law inside. Why? You don't understand the law of liberty. Say that, hear it and continue it in it. Can you see? He hears the law and it's no more a forgetful hearer. But he's the doer of the work. And this man shall be blessed in his deed. Continuing what? In perfect law of liberty. That perfect law is not in the New Testament. It's not in the Old Testament. So if James is writing on perfect law of liberty, it's on the ground of the New Testament. Are we in the house together, please? So because he gave pictures that poses a lie, people don't like him. Like if a man comes to your gathering, who wears a good ring? And that one comes to your gathering, who's just a simple person, who just wears whatever there. And you say, come on, we welcome. Man of honor, come and sit down in this place. And the other one, you look down on him and say, sit down there. He said, you are a judge of evil. You are a judge of evil. For God is no respecter of persons. Can you say that? Amen. What's he dealing with? He's dealing with standards. Righteousness that has move into the Jewish life, that is not God's righteousness, and it's also creeping to the churches. Do you understand it then? God has no respect of persons. So when you come to the issue of the gospel, it has to weed away from us all other righteousness. That's why Paul would say, as his desire that I be found, not having my own righteousness. Now, Paul, who was praying that, has spent years in the gospel. Understand, is a man that God sent to teach faith and teach the righteousness of Christ. That you are teaching does not mean you have it. It's by revelation. Are we in the house, please? It's revelation. Now, what is revealed to you now must be revealed in you. Though he said, when it pleased God, who revealed his son in me, that I may preach him. That means that most of the teaching of Paul were by revelation within. But some of them also were not revelation within. They were revelation unto. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if they were all revealed, it wouldn't be prayed that prayer that I be not found. It means I'm still pressing so that when they look at me sometimes to come, you won't find anything that belongs to a Jewish man. Because on many grounds, he took advantage of a Jewish man on many grounds. He took advantage. At the point he was talking and he perceived the explanation today. But he saw that some of them were Pharisees. Oh, a good grand. So I am a Pharisee. And as he said it, the whole assembly divided. And that was what he wanted. He divided. Hallelujah. I know who will learn that wisdom from Paul, who will learn from Jesus Christ, who took his grand every moment. You understand the thing? It's a weakness. You got to pray that God will take the weakness away from you. I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. And he knew that the Sadducees don't believe in resurrection. So he described, for the hope of resurrection, I stand today. That's why I'm calling question. It's for nothing. One, they heard a Pharisee, number one, and they hope resurrection. Because to a Pharisee, a Sadducee is a non-entity. That he couldn't believe in resurrection. He's a vain man. He's a carnal man. He's not spiritual. And he divided the multitude. Hallelujah. So he knew all of those advantages he has used. And so he desired that a day is going to come where I will not be found. When they look at me, there won't be anything from the trace of Benjamin, from the trace of a Pharisee, from the trace of a lawyer, from the trace of the law. You won't find any of those traces in me. When you see me, you will see all of Christ. That was a desire, and I think we should all desire such. That day will come to you and I, that when you stand before the throne, they won't see your earthly nature in you. When they check you, and they'll be wondering, is it an undone man? Is it an undone man? It's why you now speak on them, wonder, did you borrow it? No, you didn't borrow it. Paul will say, I am a natural born. That's Paul for you. You know, he met that, what is that centurion? And they said, I'm a Roman. I'm born a Roman. The man trembled. I bought it with so much. Amen. I bought that with so much. And to him, a Roman must not be punished. And he tried. So he used being a Roman, being a Jew, he used on every ground. But Paul knew that it was a weakness somewhere there. So he was desiring that he would come out of that into a higher plane. Amen. And that's a desire teacher. I like that. You know, sometimes we consolidate our present position to be the will of God. Because you are dead or not, that's the ultimate. Are we in the house together, please? What did I say? The fact that you are there, the storming is the ultimate. We must do one thing, press. We must look, see that hope. We must see that place of the I am and press to be there. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth to the things which are before, I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God. That's perfect righteousness, which is in Christ Jesus. Because you know that chapter comes like that from discussion about his status in the flesh. Praise God. If there's anything a man will boast of in the flesh, Paul had it abundantly. But he knew that in the spirit they were all disadvantaged. Many things when we ask for our rights, it's based on our earthly status. Is that not true? They don't talk to me like that. Why you will say that? You look at yourself in the natural and see who you are and say, why should you talk to me like that? We won't say, why should you talk to a human being like that? Will you say that? We hardly say that. Why should you talk to a human being like that? You say, why do you talk to me like that? When you say to me like that, you summarize who you are in the natural. Why do you talk to a human being? Don't talk that way to a person. It means you are giving regard to every man. But you feel you have the right to talk to someone that way, but doesn't have the right to talk to back to you that way. It's there of a natural advantage. Do you understand? You don't like that. It's natural advantage. That's why Paul would advise, honor all men. Every human being deserves to be respected. Honor all men. That you cannot honor some status. Can you see that? You honor more. But it's a general honor that belongs to all men. Now you have a driver who is as old as your father. Close here. You make him feel a driver indeed. You know what I'm talking about now? And the same moment when somebody of honor appears, you change your language. You know how to change language to make a man feel so down and make another man feel so up. It's not you. It's righteousness that has decked you. It's not you. Something inside of you is speaking. Praise God. So the issue of the kingdom is very vital as regards his righteousness. I will read to you Colossians. Let us go today as the Lord will help us. There's so much to talk about today. I don't feel I feel everywhere just dry, but I also perceive there's so much to talk about. Praise God. Colossians verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. How do you receive him? You receive him based on his righteousness. Is that not? When you got born again, there was nothing that you had to contribute to your new birth. Is that not true? Amen. But that day, you knew that you were a sinner. How many of you got born again here and you never knew you were a sinner? In fact, you were just trying to impress God to be born again. Amen. See, after so much they have talked to me, I just feel like, let me just impress these people and impress God. If you did that, you were not born again. Is that true? Amen. If you did that, you were not born again. We're all born again at a point when we just knew that, wow, boy, I was wrong. I'm just wrong. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. If I go this way, wow, it's not a good end. Either you cried, or you laughed, or you danced, whatever, that is the mindset of discovery. Is that right? Praise God. The apostle does not matter. It's the conviction that matters. So there was nothing you had to contribute. It was just based on what Jesus Christ did, who he is, and what he did. As the Son of God, who gave his life for us, who died on the cross. Number one, you just got to believe he's the Son of God. If you believe he's just a good man who died, that cannot save you. You can't be born again by that. You know what I'm saying? That's why the message is a complete message. Simple, complete. The Son of God. God sent his Son. God came in human flesh. And died for us. But it would take righteousness of God to save us from our sin. Our sin is so strong that no man's righteousness or strength could have done it. So God gave his Son to give us a grant to be saved. Is that not true? On that basis, it's when we believe Jesus. And by that, you were saved or you became born again. It means on that time, God could forgive you your sin and gave you his Spirit. Are we in the house together, please? That for anybody who got born again anywhere in history, that is the only way to get born again. Right? Praise God. And anyway, some got born again because they were sick and they were in a meeting and they got healed. And they said in the meeting, if you want to give a life to Jesus Christ, come out. And he came out. That's not proper. Along the line of that bad experience, Jesus as the Son of God must be preached to him. That's where his faith really become real. Jesus the healer does not save. It's Jesus the Son of God that saves. God, there are religious books in which they have said that Jesus Christ is a healer. And there's no provision there for salvation. That's why the appropriate thing, like I always say, the message of the gospel is vital. Because that is what moves us into these things. If the message is wrong, your movement will be wrong. It will be wrong. Jesus, the Son of God, it's the message. And we believe that Jesus has come, the Son of God has come in the flesh. Then you are a child of God. You are born of God. If you do not believe that he's come in the flesh, that Jesus, the Son of God, has appeared in the flesh, you are not a child of God. Any spirit that projects beyond that is an antichrist spirit. It denies the Son of God. It does not allege or accept the sonship of Jesus Christ. I believe strongly that God is restoring back the message of sonship to the body of Christ. The church has been built on various other messages that lacks power. That is why we are weak. That's why sometimes we are sick. That's why the church is down. Because it's built on another ground. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground, it's sinking sand. All other ground, it's sinking sand. When darkness will show its face, no ground will stay. Every ground will sink. It's a solid rock. Christ, the Messiah, is the Son of God. That message will come back again. That's the message we are taking to the air by the grace of God. That the Son of God is come in the flesh. That is the conflict. That is the conflict. And we have to bring out the conflict on the air. Jesus, the Son of God, is come in the flesh. He is Messiah. No one can say he is not the Son of God. Or God will have saved man. Because good men have been on the, great men have been on the earth here. Men of great faith have been on the earth here. They couldn't save themselves. So a lot of things are outside today. A lot of things that have been sent by Satan to weaken the church. And there are plenty on the church table. And become a problem to a world who is asking for a solution. The only solution is Jesus. Jesus is the answer to the world of the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the dying world today. There's no way a Boko Haram will drop his gun. There's no way the headsmen will stop their ravaging. Jesus is the answer. The Son of God is the only one who can forgive them their sins. Some of them, their sin is so plain that it's unforgivable. They have done so much here because actually they do more worse and worse to try to deaden their conscience. That's what the religion has made out of the people. But Jesus, Son of God, can save them and deliver them from all the powers of Satan, the grip of sin and the wickedness that has held them bound for so many years. And a terror will become a child of God. That's why we need to pray. We need to pray for all our outreaches. I told you somebody came. I was, you know, one of my colleagues in school, in Sunday school, when I was teaching, had a dream. So he was concerned the dream. So he came looking for me. He called me. I was in Lagos. So I told him I was in Lagos. I came back, I forgot. He came down home again to come and he felt I must hear the message. He came home again. He met somebody at home and the person told him he would tell me. And the person did not deliver the message. So he was annoyed with me. So when I called him for something else, he was just tired of me.
I've been looking for you everywhere. I said, what happened? What happened? You don't ask what happened. You're not, you just, okay, I said, I'll come and see you. So I went to go and see him. He said, you don't know when there's a concern. Concern. He said, concern has been there now. I've been there, you know, it's the one you see. What it is, he had a dream. In the dream, it was a large space, and like an endless expanse of land, but plain. And people were there, you know. And so, and the people were fast asleep. Were sleeping. So he said, he doesn't know how he, maybe he belongs there, or he doesn't know. He just saw me, stood in the midst, and the Lord said to me, these people are sleeping, go and wake them up. No, say this poor speaker. Can't you wake them up? I laugh. I said, that's the one you have seen. That's troubling you and you're not allowing the rest. Amen. Well, it's clear. The world we live in and the church is sleeping. Deep sleep. The sleep is beyond, you will know that it's the sleep of a drunken man. With his leaders and everyone, deep sleep. It's only Jesus, the Son of God, that can wake them up. Oh. Yes, nobody, even myself, cannot do it. So, we need to pray that the sound of the Son of God will go into the air again. Yes. Yeah, we need to pray that. We need to pray that. We need a great army. What the Lord saw, what the Lord gave in prophecy is a great army, not a few people. Yes. Yes. And this is the message that we have heard of Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, we're reading Colossians. Rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as ye have been taught. You will now see that righteousness has to be taught. As to teach Jesus, as to teach Christ, what are you teaching? Righteousness. When you teach Christ, teach the Son of God. You are teaching righteousness. That's why rooted and built up. So righteousness is material for building. In Him, established in the faith. Stay strong in the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein with what? I can't hear you, please. With thanksgiving. It's not easy to do this. To stay in Christ and increasing in thanksgiving every moment of your life. And I'm in Christ and Christ alone. Wow. That thing you are doing is going to make the devil so mad against you. So mad against you. It will blow anything blowable. It will touch anything touchable. You must pay attention to Him. Why will you just stand in God's righteousness like that? Abba. I like this place. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. I'm going to say any man, it could be any stone or any rock. Because every man represents a rock. Is that not? Look unto Abraham from whence you were him. So every man is hewn from a rock. You could be have been hewn from a traditional rock. And no matter what you read on earth here, even when you're a professor, the traditional belief does not leave you. Like the rock of the Hebrew nature, doesn't matter where I go, he says, I'm an Hebrew man. He won't say I'm a Christian first. You know, I'm an Hebrew man. Then all that things subsume under the Hebrew man. He's first of all an Hebrew man. He's telling you, I will observe everything Hebrew culture. All that things under it. I trust we're going to see in the days ahead a new generation of an Igbo people. Amen. Do you believe that? Yes, that has been their strength really, and that's really, it has really kept them through certain waters. But some waters are coming that will not be able to keep them. Do you understand the thing? Some troubles are coming that thing will not be able to stand. It will be the undoing. Because in the last days, everything must be tested. It's only the one who believes that will not make haste or be put to shame. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man.
teaching the things, man's tradition, and making them equal to God's tradition or God's righteousness. The meaning is that you have made ineffective. And then you rate it together. You actually made ineffective God's own righteousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? After the rudiments of the world. The rudiments of the world are the elements of the world or the principles of the world. It could be moral principles, it could be financial principles, it could be all kind of principles of the world that look so reliable, huh? And not after Christ. So Christ stands alone from all of these things. Christ stands alone from everything. Religion, culture, tradition. That's why you come to Christ. He didn't teach you how to eat. He didn't teach you how to wear clothes. No, Christ didn't teach you how to wear clothes. He only teach you the principles of the thought of the heart that should engage or that should inform your wearing clothes. Do you understand what I'm saying? He didn't tell you the clothes you wear. He didn't tell you what clothes is the model. Don't you think that Jesus Christ came from a Jewish nation? He could have driven the Jewish culture and dressed all the world. Is that not right? He could have driven that. There are religions today that drives everything. Drives food. Drives clothing. Drives everything. And making our nation slave to a nation. Because what will he project? What does he have if not human righteousness? If he doesn't do that to one, it becomes empty. If you remove all of that from a religion, go and check it. There's nothing to do anymore. Take food. Take dressing. Take posture. Prayer posture. Huh? Take it away. What is it? But now take everything that is human. Human away. It's empty. It's empty. They didn't give me a time to pray, and I pray every day. That must be by the Spirit. Remove the time they pray from them. See if they're going to pray. Give them 1 year. Because there's no spirit that can stir up prayer. So it has to be regimented. 7 times, 10 times, 3 times. It has to be regimented. But you, there's no regiment in it, yet you pray every day. You pray ceaselessly. It must be that there's a power working inside of you. That's the only way you could have survived like that. And the faith of Jesus has survived on the earth in the past 2,000 years on the earth air without those regiments. Movement that brought them in gave way. Movement that emphasized regiments. We try for a moment, we've blown off. Because that's not the nature of the life of Christ. It can look piety, it can look beautiful, it can look religious, it doesn't have to look religious to be look spiritual. Are we in the house, please? We're not called to religion, we are called to true spirituality. That you can lift up your heart to God and talk to your Father without any intermediary, without anybody forcing you, without anybody pressing you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Human beings don't do that. It's not natural with men. It's not natural with men. Praise God. Are we together, please? Vain deceit. It does not provide any spiritual reality. It only gives a feeling which is not equal to true spirituality. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. There's nothing more to look for in God outside Christ. He embodies everything. Everything. That's why you start looking unto Jesus. You're going to see Jesus, see Christ, see God, see eternity, see eternal life. All in Jesus. He embodies everything. The Father and the Son, all in one person. So when it comes to spiritual experience and reality, There's nothing you need. They are inside. So if there's anything that is of moral or whatever natural fineness. No, we have natural fineness. Eh? You can use the table set. It does not commend anything. It's natural fineness. I'm saying. What again do we? A lot of fineness we have around us is just natural fineness. You that use your fork, whatever, and the one that uses his hand to throw the amala with begiri and everything, sound down there, you know, sound back there. Doesn't make a difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So we can have fineness by reason of upbringing. You are brought up in a class society, you imbibe some classical way of life, does not add anything to your Christian life. And God does not expect it to be a standard for you. Why? It's something you're only going to learn. You just see and just learn it. And that's how you're using it. So there are things you use and dump on the earth here. It does not add value to your eternal nature. Praise God. Okay, let's move into... let's read that place. Let's go quickly to verse 20. Okay, verse 17. It said, I'm trying. Okay, let's read verse 16. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. These are all laws of the Jews. And to a Jewish man, they were his righteousness, right? Let no man judge you in this. It means that if you feel like doing it, you do it, not as it adds anything to you, not as observing any law that adds value to you, just for sometimes for the sake of where you live in. Meat and drink. Holy day. New month. New moon, that's new month, and Sabbath days. They are all shadows of things to come, but the body or the reality is Christ. I'm interested in this verse 18. Let no man beguile you of your reward in the voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshy mind. I like this place. Voluntary humility. What is voluntary humility? Exercise of piety. Postures. Some of them could even be dressing themselves. You dress and you have a sense of holiness. 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 Is all I need. No posture gives you holiness. There's no holy posture. You discover that when the Holy Ghost enters into you, he gives his own posture. If you had grabbed before, that comes from rascality. He tames it down by himself, not by any external force. It's like when you carry a bag of rice, it controls the way you walk. It controls the way you walk. If one bag can tame you, if they add one more bag, you will change your posture. So when you carry the Holy Ghost, it affects your attitude. But the attitude does not have a picture. We don't have a color to paint it. But it's only that when it tampers with you, everyone knows that this guy has changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no particular artistic posture for it. You know, pastors want to put everything like that to that posture. Exactly. As you see, a haircut style. And by the time we show that haircut style in all our magazines, it just becomes the standard. Because every magazine we print out, we have exactly that haircut style. We don't change it. And whatever you look at, you become. We have a way of tying our head that we put in every magazine. It means that we have told our ladies, that's the standard, that we all adjust to it and look like it. We don't have to say it. There's a way to control people. In Christ, there is no fixed posture called righteousness. It's a nature. Come on, say nature. It's a nature. It's a knowledge. So those who don't know it are on two extremes. So you can be anything. Jesus does not touch anything. I've done anything. You see, you are at liberty. That's not true. Your liberty is in the spirit. If it's outside the spirit, it's no more liberty, it's bondage. The other extreme is the extreme of exactly, that's how it should look like. That is exactly how it should look like. It looks great like that. Is it not great? It's great. Is it not beautiful? It's beautiful. It's the way it should be. No, there's no way it should be. That is not Christ's righteousness. That is going to be intellectual righteousness. It's going to be functional righteousness. It could be religious righteousness. What we have as righteousness is that which the Holy Ghost reveals. The Holy Ghost explains. The Holy Ghost makes you to see. If there is no Holy Ghost in Christianity, it is an anti-religion. If there is no Holy Ghost, that's why anyone who has not the Spirit is what? Is none. It doesn't belong to him. His brand, his seal, is the Spirit. What proves that he owns you is the Spirit. So you must have points to your life when the Holy Ghost explains. Don't do it that way. That's the way to do it. Say it like that. That's how to say it. He teaches you. He instructs you. He said, I'm going to go away from you. But I will send to you another comforter. Another comforter. Oh, I am with you now. You hear from me. But I will just see him physically with you. He's going to be with you forever. You sleeping is there. You waking up is there. You are in the sea is there. There are moments I'm not with you. There are moments I stay away from you. I am still having a body. But this spirit is another comforter. Exactly as I've been with you to teach you, to instruct you, to guide you, he will do the same thing for you. If you don't have that, you don't belong to Christ. That makes Christ, a man in Christ, different. That's why in everything I will say, what do you see about it? What do you perceive in your heart about it? I'm not using grammar. I'm talking to you because you are in Christ. You have something in you that can give me a feedback. That can make me see what is going on there. You are not a robot. If you remove that, it becomes a religion, a robot. Some people controlling you everywhere. If you don't do that one, we chop your head. Human control. Praise God. Are we together? So you can see there, a voluntary reward, a reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels. Worshipping of angels. Thinking worshipping angels will give you more access to God. No way. Give all manner of name to angels. Names that is not in the Bible to angels. It's all voluntary humility. It's puffing into things you don't know. You don't know them. Somebody lied to you. Somebody told you a lie. Paul did not teach them. John did not teach them. Jesus did not teach them. Then whosoever teach you taught you a lie. There's no church of angels. There's only one church. The church that Jesus Christ died for is the church of the firstborn. There is no encounter with angels that gives you eternal life. No, they don't give eternal life. They don't administer eternal life. They don't have eternal life. They don't have it. You are called to inherit eternal life. You are not just on earth, just alone, command angel to move around there for you. We don't have it in scriptures. It's not consistent with scriptures. You are vainly puffed up. You don't know anything. Angels are dignitaries. Angels are dignitaries. So when you talk to angels as if they are servants, you are ignorant. You know nothing. You are vainly puffed up. These are all kind of righteousness they bring in, and the cajole is when they want to teach you lies, deceive you, you know, slap your face. That's when those things seems to make sense. And you will bow to that. You will bow to them. You will obey them. You will respect them. They need to put up such funds to make you feel. Have you ever been to any shrine before that does not have things that make you fearful? Have you ever seen any shrine that is just painted purely white, everything just clean, and there's nothing that will make you fearful? No shrine exists like that. There must be pictures and postures that create fear in your heart when you are coming. But there will hang many things that will be dangling like that one. They're telling you this is a place of terror. It's a place of fear. And Baba Ekule, Eshe Baba. Why are they doing that? They need to captivate you and arrest your interest. So sometimes the church also do that one and set a place like a cinema house and move colors in your faces and do all manner of things to you to catch your interest. So that it's not only just pure gospel you're going to hear. You will hear other things inducing the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful. It does not need inducement.
For these are the things that have kept your feet from making journeys with me. These are the things that have prevented your trips in the spirit. These are the things that have weakened the feet in the way. They are the things that have caused the feet to err from the way. And the way has become deserted. The highway of God is now deserted. Many seek byways. Many seek byways. Many seek byways. For in this day I will bring restoration again to the highway. I will bring many back again to the highway. In this day I will anoint my servants again. I will bring again the teaching of the way. I will make the way plain again. I will make the way exalted again. I will make the way known again. I will make the way known again. For they were called people of the way. In this day, the way will be known again. The way will be unveiled again. I will unveil the way again. For they that walk in the way are they that are indeed free. They that walk in the way are they that will come to life. They that continue in the way are they that truth will make free. They are they that truth will make free. For when a man is not in the way, the hope of eternal life is stolen from him. When a man is not in the way, the hope of eternal life is not going to be realized. It is only in the way. It is only in the way that truth can make a man free. It is only in the way that eternal life can be given to a man. It is in the way. It is in the way. It is in the way. I will bring again the restoration to the way. I will bring again the restoration to the way. For the righteousness which I teach, the righteousness which I bring to you is only available in the way. It's only available in the way. And that is why spirits have come to lure you away. Spirits have come to lure men away. For they know that if you continue in the way, you will find righteousness. You will find life. You will find peace. In this day, I will bring again the teaching of the way, the restoration of the way, the restoration of the way. And many will come back to the way. Many will be restored to the way. For therein is life. Therein is liberty.
Amen. Many of these things is what divided us. The devil used them to divide us. Or sometimes men use them for advantage, to divide the church. That's why some people for now, they will not even hear what I'm saying now. Why? It's not their church. Because the churches are branded along all of these things. What is our self-righteousness, which is actually unrighteousness. Praise God. So we're talking about angels. Angels are ministering spirits. They are spirits. They're not just ministers. They are angels. They are spirits. Like God is a spirit. Angels are spirits. Angels are spirits. Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. To minister for them, to help them who shall be heirs of salvation because of their present weaknesses, to help them. They are big boss helping you. So I say, my angel, you don't have an angel. It's only Jesus that has his angel. You don't have an angel. You, who are you? We are conscious of their presence with us, among us, but we do not worship them. Once in a while, when we see their presence, we can accept they are with us. Not to worship them, but to accept that they are present. Only Jesus has his angel. He called it my angel. Children don't have angels. I think you know that. When you see their angels, they are the apostles. They are angels. When you hear little children in Bible, they are the apostles. And for the sake of the service, that's why they have angels that helps them in delivering the word. They help deliver the word. So when you hear children in Matthew, it's not the babies you carry in your hand. They are children of the kingdom, okay? That's for another day. Amen. Praise God. Greatest in the kingdom must be a little child. Entities of the kingdom are children. Greatest is the little child in the midst of the children. So in the spirit, the more you grow in the spirit, the smaller you become. Amen. So all lot of things have been used to create certain field. You don't know that this thing can add to you. They can add to your righteousness. You pray in the name of Jesus, they are part of your righteousness. They are just there with you. They make you have the feel that it's done. Like we pray today. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. The blood of Jesus. Amen. If you don't end prayer that way, it's not powerful. The way to make the prayer powerful. Fire, fire, fire. Holy Ghost fire, fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus. Amen. You are sealing the prayer. What it means is that it reduces your faith in the name of Jesus. In the name. Ask in my name. Pray in my name. And simple faith like that is righteousness. Otherwise, it's unrighteousness. Listen to me. If that is his righteousness, it's not his righteousness. Because it encourages unbelief. Even when repetition. Some repetition are emphasis and they are potent. Some are because of unbelief. Until you say it 7 times, it's not done. Who told to say 7 times? The one who says 7 times now can say 2 times tomorrow. You understand? If you have not eaten 7 times, it's not effective. Check the Bible. The rhymes are not there. You can't find them there. I went to the hospice. When you hear, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, it's not just a repetition. It's emphasizing the nature of God, the triune nature of God. It's emphasizing the one who was, who is, and is to come. There's nothing in the Bible that is just repetition. When you check it, The emphasis is for his purpose. It's a revelation. Are we in the house together, please? Amen. Well, there are churches that have their own three times. That's the church plan. Every time we pray, three times after. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's how you know the church. Some of the seven times. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That thing you are doing is self-righteousness, is unrighteousness, is not of Christ. Sorry, I don't know your name. I'm just trying to teach you Christ's righteousness. The righteousness of the kingdom. Because when you add many unrighteousness to yourself, you get to it. And you have a sense of somebody, of an importance. Meanwhile, in the spirit, you are light. When they check you, Christ in you is so small. They sell bag of beans in this area. And sometimes some wicked people will put 2 Congo of stone to make up of Congos. You know there are Congos, how many Congos should be there? Maybe it's 40 Congos. They remove 4 Congo of real rice, put 2 Congo of shaft, 2 Congo of stone. But definitely your rice is 36 Congos. Is that not true? But when you carry it, what do you carry? Heavy load. Heavier than the real beans. Because stones are heavier than beans. That's jamba. So there are jambas in the spirit. Jambas in the spirit. Deck you with many weight unrighteousnesses. Little Christ, plenty unrighteousness. Just be heavy for nothing. When the Lord opens your eyes this way, you will pray, Lord, help me to be found, not having my own righteousness. Why? Righteousness is power. Spirit knows righteousness and they respond to righteousness. Spirit knows righteousness. And when they say somebody is making impact in the spirit in the kingdom, when they note in the heavenly, it's strength of impact. It's not the announcement of fame. How much blow he's doing to the realm of darkness. To them, that's impact. Not fame, not name, not praise. How much he can shift marks on the earth here. Shift spirits on the earth here. That's what they measure about your impact. When you are empowered with Christ's righteousness, you are impactful in the spirit. You are impactful in the spirit. Praise God. I know that spirit in this land knows me and they hate me. I know it. I know it very well. And when I walk on the road, I walk without. I'm too aware of it. And if there's anybody that wants to disappear from this land, I should be number one on their list. And it's for nothing than this message, okay? Why? We did be. Is it detonate or deactivate all their systems and their lives? Amen. Yeah, by the gospel. When you are doing that, you are touching untouchables. And you must not go scot free. That's what they say. Amen. Not holding the earth on which all the body by joint or bands. Okay, let's read further here. We said, let me finish this place here. Intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. It tells you that we have our flesh somewhere there. When you're born again, you have your flesh somewhere there. You like, every human being like things of preeminence. Do you know that? What makes men bow to you, not because you deserve honor, and they make them feel as if we can never reach your feet, man of God. Your feet on earth here, yeah, nobody can wear it. I understand that God raises people on earth here, yeah, with so much grace, but there's nobody that cannot be reproduced. It may take time. Amen. Do you understand the thing? For David raised some 3 guys, terrible guys, more deadly than David. He will say, what have I got to do with these sons of Zeruiah? They are too strong for me, these sons of Zeruiah. Imagine the father has three terrible. How can a human being have those three sons? If you have one itself, they should go. One man has three terrible. Joab, as I hear. That one, terrible sons of Zeruiah. Yeah, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. The three sons of Zeruiah. Terrible, terrible. These guys, let David just cough. They will do his cough. They know what the cough means. They will do his cough. That was David's joy, okay? I went in the house, please. Joy of great men is to see many, many children that are greater than them. Praise God. Should we honor people? We should honor people. Is that not? We should respect people. But you don't need to put up a false estimation, false posture to be honored. You don't need it. Or else it becomes idolatry. So this is vanity, puffed of vanity. And the simple thing is because they are not holding the head. Once you are not holding the head or staying on the revelation of righteousness of the head, you will have falsehood. You will have lies as your munitions, place of security. Let me read the last part in this place today. I'm talking about false righteousness today. Verse 20, wherefore if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living the world are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not. I don't know how many of that you still have in your house. Touch not. I don't know how many of that you have in your background. Taste not, handle not. Many of you there are vegetables you don't eat, have you? You're afraid if you eat it, your mouth will develop sore. Amen. I remember the day you ate it, your mother was just itching you, confirming what you have been taught. Spirits can always project their thing by every means. They will acknowledge that they really exist. They don't want to live without accepting their existence. Which are all are to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrine of men. It's men that taught it. It's not revelation of the person of Christ. It's not the teaching of the doctrines of Christ. They are doctrines of man. Verse 23. Which things are a shoe of wisdom in willful, in will worship. You know, will has some worship. Worship. Will has the way. Whatever your will has set, worship moves out towards it. So once you can convince your will, you can worship that thing. And they can do that by bringing proofs from various means. It's all about let your will accept that that thing is real. Once you say it is real in your will, you will worship it. And humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. In any honor to make the flesh live better. That sign there is not your carnal nature. I think we were talking about last time. It's not carnal nature. It's making your blood body suffer. You don't need to make your body suffer to want to attain to higher spiritual status. That thing is not Christ. It's spiritism. You subject your body to hardship. You just say you're fasting. Is that not your head? Wash. Look well. Look healthy. Because you are dealing with the spiritual matter. You don't put your body on that ash condition in order to make you want to attain to spiritual. It is revelation of righteousness and alignment with it that makes you in the spirit. If I can stay on in the name of Jesus, it's done. In Jesus' name, it's done. In Jesus' name. I can stay on that. I'm exercising my righteousness. I'm affirming a nature in the spirit. And I'm effective. As simple as praying in his name is, and standing to believe it. There's something the church has not done in trying to get prayer answered. Motenubeje. Motus. All manner of things. Are you a wish? He has to watch too much of African magic. They need to save you from occultism. Even Jesus, high priest, Ekotenubeje. You're not a vampire. Huh? So in the spirit, they must see you steadfast in your faith. Address them in the name of Jesus. Stay on that. Stay on that. They will believe you. They will respond. I have health. I have strength. It is well with my body. In the name of Jesus. It's important in the spirit. For Jesus, they accused him many times. They accused him as a friend. I said he's a gluttonous, a wine bibber, and friend of what? Sinners. If they conclude that way, it means that they see him with them many times. It's not once. You see, what we call is separation, it's not isolation. Do you know that? Paul said, I say, do not associate with a brother who is the fornicator. I say, do not associate with him. I don't mean the fornicator of this world. Yes, you need to leave this world. That doesn't mean that the fornicator of this world should be your best friend. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean it should be your best friend. It only means that you are not running from them because of their sin. What that brother is being dealt with is that he needs to know that it's in the union that is peculiar. That does not allow that mixing, that yeast in. Eh? The yeast of fornication. You know, fornication is the yeast that contaminates our gathering. With the fornication of this world, you don't have a gathering. You don't have an assembly within. It's by social contact. Is that not true? It's not spiritual contact. Amen. As far as you fast, eat very well. Eat. You're missing your meal. It does not make you more spiritual. I don't just say breakfast. I want to. What are you doing? You are killing your body. Eat well. Be healthy in eating. Okay? Jesus Christ ate very well. He rose from the dead. He ate again. Amen. That's the righteousness of Christ. I just eat once in a day. But everywhere I share. Your righteousness in that measure is destruction. Now when you are small in the spirit, you want to be big as you are big. So you want to do many things to make you feel that you are up there. You are not up anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Eat very well. When you want to fast, you have energy to fast. Okay? I'm not feeling tired now because I eat very well. So, when you are light in the body and you fast for 2 days, you'll be shivering. Pray, you can't pray. Your mouth is heavy. Let's pray. You can't open the mouth. It's already heavy. Why are you fasting? You pray and fast. Pray and fast. What sanctifies your what is not fast is prayer. Fast is just aid to prayer. So don't make a mountain out of your fasting. See, I can fast 40 days. What have you become? Vanity can puff you up, okay? All of those things does not make you attend to want to know the righteousness of Christ, okay? That's what it does. When you're in class and your mind is too busy in class, you can't add more stories there. That's what happens. You need to empty your mind a little bit. Your computer is overloaded. You empty it for more information so that the program can go on. So remove your righteousness so I can have more space for God's righteousness, okay? Praise God. All I'm saying is, then remove from your life what remains. For some people, is that Christianity is lost, just stop. All of this is what they call Christianity. That's why you must pray that I may know Him, okay? After Paul has prayed that the Lord will take away His righteousness from him, he prayed next that I may know Him. The faith of Christ is not the way it has been painted. We need to get back to the Bible and read it and study it and learn it so we know what is our strength. You cannot know why you will need to sit down and pray in the spirit. Pray and pray and pray and pray to build your spirit. Nobody will see you doing that one, but you are growing. Let's pray. You won't pray. But you want to be righteous. How do you grow? Hallelujah. Have you been blessed today? Are you sure? If we do all of these things, the church will get more warm. Can you see that? Our differences will go. And other matters we talk about, we have room to talk about them together because we are together. Can we pray this evening?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.